This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Days after a devastating earthquake hit Haiti, heavy rain brought rescue operations to a brief halt and slowed aid agencies' response. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll on Tuesday to nearly 2,000, with an estimated nearly 10,000 injured. Officials say the 7.2 magnitude earthquake damaged or destroyed about 12,000 homes, along with hospitals, schools, and churches. Officials said more than 30,000 families are without shelter. Through Tuesday, Tropical Storm Grace was forecast to drop as much as 38 centimeters of rain on southern Haiti, bringing flooding and the threat of landslides. Bruno Mays, the UNICEF representative in Haiti, told Reuters countless Haitian families who have lost everything due to the earthquake are now living literally with their feet in the water due to flooding. Search and rescue efforts were suspended during the storm. They resumed on Tuesday, performed mostly by residents and volunteers who were often poorly equipped. A Canadian volunteer told AP, "All we have are sledgehammers and hands. That's the plan." The volunteer, Randy Lauder, is director of the Adoration Christian School in Haiti. The U.S. Agency for International Development has people on the ground, and the U.S. Southern Command said it was sending 8 helicopters from Honduras and 7 U.S. Coast Guard cutters to support the USAID team. America's NATO allies are scrambling to evacuate their citizens from Afghanistan amid the U.S. military withdrawal from the country and the collapse of the Afghan government. Many European officials have voiced fears that the Taliban takeover will increase the risk of terrorism and renew an influx of refugees into Europe. This is VOA News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says U.S. President Joe Biden has not spoken with any of his fellow world leaders since Kabul fell to the Taliban. Sullivan told reporters Tuesday that he, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and several other senior members of Biden's team have been communicating with foreign counterparts and plan to continue that in the coming days. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters that the administration's focus was currently on the evacuation process for thousands of Americans and Afghan allies from Kabul. The sudden need to evacuate Westerners and Afghans who aided Western forces caught U.S. officials by surprise, and it also has sparked fears in Europe of another influx of refugees. The Washington Post is reporting that the Biden administration on Sunday froze Afghan government reserves held in U.S. bank accounts, blocking the Taliban from accessing billions of dollars held in U.S. institutions. The Post cites as its sources two people familiar with the matter. The sources told the Post the decision was made by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. The Post notes that Afghanistan is already one of the poorest countries in the world and is highly dependent on American aid. Taliban control of the country is likely to complicate delivery of that aid to Afghan civilians, especially if the Taliban has no access to the U.S. funding provided to the Afghan government. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday organizers that cross red lines and disregard national security should disband, and the government would not hesitate to cut ties with professional groups that turn political. Authorities are conducting an ongoing crackdown on dissent in the city, arresting pro-democracy leaders and activists as Beijing seeks to keep Hong Kong in line. After months of mass anti-government protests in 2019, Lam made her comments after the Civil Human Rights Front, known for organizing annual July 1st protests and a key organizer of some of the biggest protests in 2019, said on Sunday it could no longer operate due to the imprisonment of its convener, Figo Chan, and loss of members. Malaysia's king has begun the process of selecting a new prime minister to succeed Muhyiddin Yassin and lead the country out of a political crisis. King Abdullah summoned the leaders of 6 political parties to the royal palace Tuesday, including the longtime opposition leader. The king also called on all lawmakers in the 222-seat parliament to submit the name of the person they'd like to see become prime minister. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.